I hopped down out of the chair and moved out from under the falling water. I pulled out one of the pieces of chalk out of my pocket, knelt, and began to draw a large circle all around me on the low nap carpet. It didn't have to be a perfect circle, as long as it was closed, but I've drawn a lot of them, and by now they're usually pretty close. Excuse me, Carol said. What are you doing? Our charming visitors are known as Hobbs, I told her, drawing carefully, infusing the chalk with some of my will as I did so. Light hurts them. A Hob burst through the already broken drywall, this time getting its head and one shoulder through. It howled and raked at Michael, who was still leaning on the door. Michael's hip got ripped by a claw, but then Amorakius swept down and took the Hob's head from its shoulders in reply. Dark, blazing blood spattered the room, and some of it nearly hit my circle. Hey, I complained. I'm working here. Sorry, Michael said, without a trace of sarcasm. A Hob slammed into the door before he could return to it and drove him several paces back. He recovered in time to duck under the swing of a heavy club, then swept Amorakius across the creature's belly and followed it up with a heavy, thrusting kick that shoved the wicked fairy out of the room and back into its fellows. Michael slammed the door shut again. But it's dark, Carol stammered, staring at Michael and me alternately. They've put something in the air called murk. Think of it as a smokescreen. The murk is keeping the lights from hurting the Hobbs, I said. I finished the circle and felt it spring to life around me, an intangible curtain of power that walled away outside magic, including the murk that had been caught inside the circle as it formed. It congealed into a thin coating of slimy ectoplasm over everything in the circle, which is to say, me. Super, I mumbled, and swiped it out of my eyes as best I could. So, Carol said, what are you doing, exactly? I'm going to take their smokescreen away. I held the sprinkler head in my right hand and closed my eyes, focusing on it, on its texture, its shape, its composition. I began pouring energy into the object, imagining it as a glowing aura of blue-white light with dozens of little tendrils sprouting from it. Once the energy was firmly wrapped around the sprinkler, I transferred it to my left hand and extended my right again.
But we don't have any lights.
Oh, we have lights, I said. I held out my right hand and called forth my little ball of sunshine. In the murk-free interior of the circle, it was as white-hot and as bright as usual, but I could see that outside of the circle, it didn't spread more than 5 or 6 feet through the murk out there. Oh my God, Carol said. Actually, all the regular lights are on too. They're just being blocked. The murk isn't shutting down the electricity. These computers are all on, for example, but the murk is keeping you from seeing any of the indicator lights.
Harry?
Michael called.
You rush a miracle worker, you get lousy miracles.
I called back in an annoyed tone. The rest of the spell was going to be a little tricky.
How are you doing that? Carol breathed.
Magic, I growled. Hush. I wore a leather glove over my left hand, as usual, which should offer my scarred skin a little protection. All the same, this wouldn't be fun. I murmured, Ignus infusarius, and thrust the end of the sprinkler into the flame floating over my right hand.
How does this help us? Carol demanded, her voice shaking and frightened.
This place still has electricity, I said. Maybe I was imagining the smell of burnt leather as the heat from the flame poured into the metal sprinkler. It still has computers. It still has phones.
Harry!
Michael said, swinging his head left and right, staring up at the ceiling.
They're climbing. They're going to come through the roof.
I began to feel the heat, even in the nerve-damaged fingers of my left hand. It was going to have to be hot enough. I drew up more of my will, lifted the sprinkler and the flame, and visualized what I wanted. The tendrils of energy around it zipping out to every other sprinkler head in the whole building. And it still has its sprinklers. I broke the circle with my foot, and energy lashed out from the sprinkler to every other object shaped like it in the surrounding area.